From Breathe, it's Hands to Heaven and 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. And Zach East here with The Best Mix in the Morning Show. It is Thursday, and it is time for Coffee Talk, brought to you by Einar Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is Awkward Moments Day. Embarrassing moments happen, and today is the day to celebrate them, I guess. How much water do you drink in a day? None? Do you get close to the recommended amount? Do you even know the recommended amount? The rule seems to be half your body weight in ounces, more if you're working out at high altitude or if it's hot and you're spending time outdoors. Well, a new research by Essentia Water reveals that most people are not getting enough water every day. In fact, only 37% even drink water daily. The result? We're dehydrated. Seems that many are suffering the symptoms of dehydration, including headaches, muscle cramps, and dizziness, and don't even know it. And when they feel those symptoms, instead of reaching for water, they reach for over-the-counter pain relievers instead. The reason most people don't drink enough water, according to the survey, they say they simply forget. And if that sounds like you and you want to drink more water, there are plenty of apps that can remind you. If you were given $30,000, would you spend it on a wedding or on a down payment for a house? That's the premise of a Netflix new reality series called Marriage or Mortgage. Two hosts, a real estate agent and an event planner, try to persuade couples to spend that $30,000 on either a fancy wedding or a down payment on a house. While for many it would seem like a no-brainer to use the money for a house, plenty of couples are making the choice to spend their budget on an extravagant wedding instead. And it's time to start taking more breaks at work. A lot more breaks. A new study from North Carolina State University found you'll have more energy and actually be better at your job if you start taking lots of micro breaks, which are just around 5 minutes long. Quote, it's in a company's best interest to give employees autonomy in terms of taking micro breaks when they're needed. So start taking lots of 5 minute breaks, and if you get called out by your boss, say you're slacking off for the company. And for science. That's Coffee Talk for today. Brought to you by Einar Credit Union. Come be part of it.